Let's go to the phones and open those up. We'll head to Harndorf, where it would be nice and cold this morning, and speak to a good friend of the show, Stu. Stu, good morning.
Boys, how are we? It's nice and cold, isn't it?
Oh, it's getting there. Hey, what did you make of the Luke Parker, Dylan Shiel incident?
Mate, I just cannot believe the oxygen, the argument is getting in relation to how we shouldn't be acting this manner on the field. If the players were mic'd as well as the umpires, we would be losing our collective minds over what's said on the field between players, as opposed to what's visible through the action, such as shrugging your shoulders to instigate, you know, the thought that you've shirked the contest. I just don't understand it. The game is becoming so sanitized. I feel like I just need to get the Dettol cloth off out and just wipe it off to make sure it's safe to watch.
So you liked it? You'd like to see more of it?
Absolutely. It's a physical game played by men, let's be honest. And on that field, we've got to remember, it's a contact sport. And if the ball's there to be won, or if there is a contest where someone doesn't go 100%, you let that person know. It's what you're taught to do as a kid. That there's nothing wrong with it. I can't believe we're playing the mental health card in relation to that incident. Not denigrating mental health as a whole, it's absolutely 100% important, but on the field, in the moment, in that time, 100% relevant, absolutely acceptable and expected. And if you didn't, and it didn't give you that edge, well then why are you playing the game? Because are you competitive enough to actually win? And maybe that's the issue with Essendon.
It's a good call.
Good point. It is a very good point. Stu, thank you for your call. Let's go to Michael, who's going to be ready in just a moment. But just there's a few texts coming through on that one. Kane, what did you think of Caro's take on the Parker Shiel incident? She said it was very un-Sydney-like, that it was arrogant and was really scathing of Luke Parker for doing that. Yeah, I disagree. I disagree with Caro on that one. I didn't really have an issue with what Luke Parker did. I think he has every right to do that. You'd be disappointed if you're Essendon, and you'd be embarrassed if you were Dylan Shiel. But, I disagree with Caro. Michael, but you got a different thought on this.
I do, guys. So Stu just had, which I thought was a pretty good call, until he made the comment that it's a tough game along those lines played by men. Just point out to Stu that women's footy at the moment is just booming and so many younger kids are getting into it. And on that point there, we've just got to remember about the kids and the junior footy grades that are coming up and the examples that the AFL players should be setting. So what are your thoughts on that, boys?
Well, I don't think it was a bad example. I don't think anyone, the young kid's going to be watching going, yeah, learn anything from that.
Well, Michael, if your son or daughter did that on the footy field, what would you say?
They're going to get frustrated at different points of the game. So yes, it's probably okay to get a little bit frustrated towards other players, but definitely not abuse. And then obviously it comes back to this. I know we're not talking about the umpires at the moment, but the way we are treating the umpires and the umpire dissent rule, we've just got to understand that the reason it's come in, it's mainly for those junior kids growing up and changing that behaviour, changing that culture of the game.
He didn't really even say anything, though, Luke Parker. There's no words exchanged. It was just to
raise the shoulders a little.
Pretty mundane sort of action.
Which
but anyway,
says a lot.
I asked for your calls and your opinions, Michael, so I'll put you back to Stu. We'll find you a Signet Power Boost Bank valued at $60. They'll sort you out, keep everything charged. Let's go to Port Adelaide and speak to Callum. You want to speak about this incident as well, Callum? Good morning.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Just with the with the Dylan Shiel thing, I referred this to my son, and he's 11. He was on the same, you know, the same train as you should be in there defending somebody who's just copped a little bit from your teammate. And if anyone's, you know, got an issue with that, but we still want to follow the American sports, we've got Patrick Beverley going on TV calling out players left, right, and centre for being soft. And you know, we're trying to model all of our sports on the American stuff, no doubt. And we seem to just shy away from that sort of stuff when they do that in their games. They just they just don't seem to work. They want some of it and don't want the other half of it. So I reckon everyone should be following up on what Patrick Beverley's doing, man. Just throw grenades everywhere. I love it.
Yeah, they're going everywhere. He's not. I don't know if he's capable of throwing the grenades. Anyway,
Patrick Beverley,
a scrapper. He is a fighter. He's calling out Chris Paul. Mate, he wouldn't carry Chris Paul's bags.
What about in short? He said that before he played Phoenix, he's happy to have a steak and some wine. But then players against Golden State, you got to go to bed at 8 o'clock because it's Curry. It's a massive slap in the face to Chris Paul.
He called him a training cone. Like, that's what he called Chris Paul.
It's good entertainment, though.
It's great. It's great. It's brilliant for the sport. It's good personality.